G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
It's Bricky Blessing time. Woo-hoo. Hello to our chappies, Mark and Cindy. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely to have both of you in the building.
Yes. Nice back, to be back for a small brief before another surgery, but that's okay. It's all good. It's all good, though. It's all good.
We've been praying for you, buddy.
I know. It's good. I'm in. Yeah. Surgery, get fixed. It'll be good. It'll be good.
Is the hip still in?
Your hip's in.
Good.
I just don't want it to slip out the back way like the other night.
I'm going to start calling you Jacob from now on.
You've been wrestling
some angel that
we don't know about. For people's souls, brother, for people's souls.
Thankfully, the angel did let it go back in.
Yes.
Yeah. Helped push it back in there. Didn't leave it out.
It's all good. He's good.
But I'm going to talk a little bit about Mark this morning for our brekkie blessing. Something some of you may know about Mark, but others may not, is that when he does something, he fully commits. Total commitment.
Fully sick.
Have you recognised that, Becky?
I can see that part of him. Yeah.
It's like when he was a teenager, he was playing tennis. And so he would spend hours hitting a ball against the wall. Is that right, honey?
Yeah, totally.
Just, you know, repetition.
Same spot.
Over and over. Hit the same spot so you get, you know, precise.
Exactly.
When he was in his 20s, took up golf.
Yeah.
So he'd be chipping in the living room for hours every night.
Yep.
On the floor, over the couch, into the cup.
Yes.
Whatever it was.
Yep.
Over again until he mastered it. And then when he became a Christian, he sold his lucrative business, catering to the socialites, the Gold Coast, making lots of money, moved back home to take up full-time Bible college and commit all day, every day to the Lord. So when Mark does something, he's consumed with it.
Mm.
He's consumed by it. And I think this is what Paul is saying to us in Ephesians. And there's other scriptures in the Bible. I won't highlight them all today. But Ephesians 3, verses 17 to 19, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Yeah.
And there's other scriptures that talk about the deity. Christ, as he walked the earth, was filled with, you know, the deity. He is God.
Mm.
And now, as Christians, he wants to fill us. So we're filled with Christ. Mm. And so I think as Christians, we've, myself included, gotten this a little bit backwards over the years, where we are going about our life by the grace of God. We are saved. We become Christian. And then we try and add these spiritual disciplines into our lives and these good works and these good activities. So we know we have to go to church, you know. Mm. And then when I'm going to church Sunday morning, then I need to serve. So maybe I'll serve in the kids ministry or in the music ministry or something. But then I've got to do small groups during the week, and I've got to do that. And I've got to finish. I must pray every day. And I've got to read my word. All these things are essential and good things. But the thing is, we go about our life and try to add these things in. But Jesus should not be an addition. Christianity is supposed to be a lifestyle centered around Christ. So, you know, like Paul is saying here, that we may be filled as Christians with all the fullness of God. So we should, all our inner being should be full of him, and then everything else flows out of that place, flows out of him. So daily we're transforming into his image. Daily, yes, we are praying. Yes, we are reading our Bibles. But it's because our relationship with him is so pinnacle, so centered, such a priority, that we love being in that space and we want to be in that space. And then everything else flows out of it. So our lives are consumed with him. We're not just adding spiritual disciplines, but our life is flowing out of the fullness of God in us.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
That we're filled with him.
He's not an addition. He's not like an upgrade. You know what I mean? Or it's just like, can I get the mega size?
Yeah.
You know, it's not that.
It's not that video game mentality. That, now I've got that achievement. I've unlocked this achievement.
That's exactly.
It's not that. It's not as if like I've got my sponge mix and I add orange, you know, to it. He is the cake. He's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And out of that flows everything that is to it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So he is our life purpose. So often we're praying, what is our purpose, Lord? What is our purpose? He is the purpose.
Yes.
And then everything else comes out of that.
I love it. I love it. I think that key word that you mentioned there before is consumed.
Yes.
Consumed.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Totally. Maybe I'm thinking of the cake. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
hey,
great.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. Cheers. Bye.
Bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.